following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the world of sports. World Series, we finally got ourselves a series, to be honest with you. All knotted up, 2-2. A big Game 5 tonight later. Very excited about good baseball, finally. Not seeing teams run right through this thing. We've got ourselves a series, and that's the way it should be. College football? Well, you guessed it. We had some more upsets yesterday. LSU taking down Mississippi. And I'll tell you what. That Ohio State-Penn State game was pretty good. Gotta say, it was a pretty good football game. So a lot of things going on in the sports world. And by the way, speaking of the sports world, Russell Wilson, what's going on there in Seattle? Rumor has it, Marshawn Lynch may be the next guy that wants out. So not all good in Seattle, even though they're Super Bowl champions. Got Jeff Rich with me. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Can't wait to get into it, Andy.
Absolutely. On the other side, we'll have Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Talk to her each and every week about a future charity and their mission there at Ticks for Cause. And then John Poulter after her. So keep it close. A lot of things coming. A ton of things to talk about in the sports world. Again, he's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things going on in the sports world. And each and every week, we are lucky enough to be joined by a huge sports fan, number one. And just a really good person all around, to be honest with you. Maybe that's even more important than being a sports fan, to be honest with you. Mary Nemitz. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Well, Andy, good morning. Thank you so very much. It's so kind of you. I'm doing well, despite the fact that my Blackhawks lost last night. But I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, and I got to say, I'm always impressed because you get out, you travel. I went to St. Louis for the Blackhawks game, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That is correct.
Didn't come up with the win, but how did you like the stadium? Have you been there before? Do you travel to watch the Blackhawks a lot?
I don't get to do it as often as I would like to, but I have been down. I have been down to the stadium before to see the games. It's so much fun to be able to go into somebody else's town and somebody else's turf and see how they do it compared to how we do it. And it's electric. I love hockey for so many different reasons, but let me tell you, there's just nonstop action all the time. So all in all, it was a great evening and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and let's not even go back to last week and
please
think about the Chicago
thank
Bears,
you
right?
Yeah, let's just skip over that. And I do beg for your mercy in the next couple weeks when we travel to Green Bay. It's just tough. It's just a really, really tough time right now. And I don't even want to think what's going to happen today. I can't even think about that.
Go ahead,
Mary,
Jeff.
If I could put the glass half full there for you in Chicago for a minute. Nobody wants to issue a pink slip to Rick Renteria just yet, but the prospects of Joe Maddon coming to the north side, does that excite you?
Oh, my gosh. And so many, I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, as a really, really, diehard Cub fan, it's been really tough, as you might imagine. But when I heard that he was leaving, and when you know how much he loves Chicago, what he thinks about Wrigley Field, how much he loves Wrigley Field, the field itself and just the area and the environment and what that does for baseball. You know, there was a quote that they were saying, look, you could go there at 3:00 on a Friday afternoon and that place is jam-packed despite it being the Cubs and the Cubs record. It's so exciting to think what if. And again, when you're a Cub fan, that's what you look for. You're waiting till next year and our next year may be coming.
Yeah, and I have been to Wrigley Field. Unbelievable place. The ball seems to carry. A few years back, I saw Sammy Sosa hit two or three home runs, and all of them looked like routine pop flies, to be honest with you. And that ball just kept sailing out of the field and out of the stadium. So it is a very, very cool stadium, I got to say. I mean, I'm not a huge – obviously, the rivalry that we have with me being the Milwaukee guy and you being a Chicago person, and I'm obviously loyal to my teams and everything, but – I know what cool is, and that is a very cool stadium, a lot of history, and I can't even imagine what it's like to play there as a ball player, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's just the tradition, the history, and like I said, and now, when you have the ownership, the Ricketts in place with the ownership, and is this the next step they're going to take? So, again, being a Chicago fan and a Cub fan, that's all the talk. That's the word on the street. And let's just say our fingers are crossed.
Speaking of next steps and things along those lines, what you do at TicksForCause.com is truly special, to be honest with you, Mary. So before we get into NFF, let's talk about TicksForCause.com and your guys' mission.
Well, thanks, Andy. TicksForCause.com, we say we're the ticket website with a heart because that's exactly what we are. We're the only ticket website out there that allows you to come to our site, find the entertainment tickets you're looking for to literally anything, anywhere, and to be able to benefit a cause, the cause of your choice, at no extra cost to you. And that's because what we do, we share what we make on that ticket 50-50 with the charity of your choice. So there's no extra cost, no extra work, no extra effort to the purchaser. And we allow people to be able to come in and help make a difference.
Absolutely, 100%. Again, the site is TicksForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Again, they have you covered in every way, shape, and form, all types of different entertainment, music, sporting, you name it, they totally have you covered. Mary, let's get into the Noreen Frazier Foundation a little bit and tell us a little bit about that.
Love to. You know, there's a couple reasons, several reasons why I wanted to feature the Noreen Frazier Foundation. First off, you know, it's the end of October. This is our last Sunday in October. It brings to an official end Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Noreen Frazier is a woman who, since 2003, has been living with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. And she not only has been living with it, but she has been making such a huge, huge difference for this. For all people living with all different types of cancers. She started this foundation, and the purpose of this foundation is until there is a cure or until cancer no longer exists, her goal and objective is to find new diagnostics, to find new therapies and new treatments that will enable people to live their life with cancer as opposed to cancer living their life. To switch that and to really make a difference and an improvement for those people who are diagnosed with cancer. And if you know, I'm sure people have heard of Stand Up to Cancer. That was a movement that she and her foundation started back in 2000, maybe it was 2007 or so now. And if anybody was watching that incredible moment during Game 3 of the World Series, I don't know if anyone saw that, where everyone in the crowd at AT&T Park stood up to honor the people in their lives that were affected by cancer. When you saw the thousands and thousands of people who stood up at that moment, you know, you talk about your impact. You talk about the difference that she's making because it matters to so many people.
Yeah, I mean, again, just an unbelievable foundation that she has set up, to be honest with you. And for her to have this drive when she was in stage 4 cancer, I think that just speaks volume about the person she is, Mary.
Isn't that the truth, Andy? Talk about hitting the nail on the head. I mean, how many of us would turn internally? And she said no. And, you know, do not doubt what a group of thoughtful, committed people can do to change the world. And she lives that every day with the difference and the impact that she's making. And the millions of dollars that, through her effort and her team and her community, what they've done and the difference they've been able to make, and again, it starts with one person. And that's what I think the really cool thing is that really all of us take a look at the mirror and to be able to say, it takes that one step. Just take that one step and make a difference. And that's what we try to do, is to enable people even on our website to be able to come in and not only get that ticket, but make that difference. Make that difference for that organization. Again, it starts with one.
Absolutely. Mary, we really appreciate you taking time out with us. I know you're on the road. And trying to enjoy yourself a little bit, but what you do is bigger than most things that I've ever been a part with, to be honest with you. And I am just so glad that we get to talk to you each and every week, and I learned something new. I know I've said it millions of times, but it is the honest to God truth. I learned something new each and every week about a different charity, about a different situation that's going out there in the world. So I can't tell you how much I really, truly appreciate you sharing this information with us each and every week.
And my heartfelt gratitude to you as well. I can't thank you enough. And again, on behalf of all of our over 850 charity members, thank you so much for helping us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us as she does each and every week, whether she's on the road, watching her Blackhawks, her Bears, Notre Dame, you name it. She's always trying to get you the information, and she does a great job of it. So, Mary, really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week, as always.
Hey, you guys, take care. Enjoy the day and enjoy your week.
Absolutely, 100%. She says things so well, Jeff. It's unbelievable, to be honest with you. So we really appreciate Mary Nemitz and TicksForCause.com as they join us each and every week. Check out their site. They got you covered. Entertainment galore. And the best thing about it is you're donating to a charity of your choice. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. Take me out to the ball game can only mean one thing. Talking a little baseball, Major League, World Series action, and to do that with us, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well, thanks. I hope you're doing well. And good morning, Jeff.
You know, it's interesting. We finally have a series here, to be honest with you, John. You know, Kansas City pretty much cruised through their half, and San Francisco pretty much cruised through their half as well. And now we've got the two hottest and maybe the two best teams in baseball, depending on how you look at it, but definitely the two hottest teams. I don't think we can argue about that. But with that being said, we got a 2-2 series, and it's anybody's ballgame at this point, John.
Yeah, it is. A little surprising that the games, three out of the four games, have been as one-sided as they have. I think we've had run differentials of 5, 6, 7, and then there was game three where the Royals won 3-2, which was probably as tight a game as we would have thought for the rest of the series. It's nice to see it. I wish the games were a little bit quicker, though. These four-hour ball games are getting a little tough on sitting and watching. I'd love to see those things move along a little quicker. But in terms of baseball games, there's been a little bit of everything. And I think game three might have been the best game that I've seen out of the four, simply because it was a close game all the way, and it moved along at a nice pace. Last night we sort of saw a little bit of everything. We saw some carelessness. We saw some key hits. We saw some bad fielding. We saw some questionable pitching. We saw some questionable managing decisions in terms of how long they leave a pitcher in there. We saw a situation where Escobar had moved over a few feet on a bit of a shift, and Jason Fraser got a ground ball that was right to where he had been standing, and instead of it being a routine out, it was two runs. So interesting to watch. Perhaps a very fitting ending to what's been a very exciting baseball postseason.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, are these four-inning starts and all these pitching changes, is that what's leading to the four-inning or to the four-hour games, or is it more so just the slow, the pitch clock, maybe it's something that needs to be implemented, or are we challenging too many plays? What's going on that it's just gotten, even in the last 10 years, so much worse and so much more of a marathon to watch a baseball game in October?
Yeah, it has. And I think this all started, Jeff, in the last decade where we had a lot of Yankee-Red Sox games in the postseason, and we all know that they're marathons. You don't go to a Yankee-Red Sox game or sit down to watch a Yankee-Red Sox game unless you got 4 hours to spare. That's just sort of the norm for those two teams now. And I think the fact that we've got so many relief specialists, we've got situational pitchers, good bullpens, and a lot of stakes on the line in terms of money and prestige, nobody wants to make a mistake. So everything now is checked and double-checked in terms of the managers and even the pitchers and the catchers, and that's got to lead to longer games. But we've got to find a way to get these things going. We're going to lose a whole generation of baseball fans and the kids if we're not real careful with this.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking Major League Baseball World Series. You know, and I've noticed something as of late where they're trying things in fall ball. I don't know if you've noticed this, John or Jeff, but guys can't take both feet out of the batter's box, so they can't play with their gloves and all that stuff. And they're making the changing between innings a little bit quicker. I think it's 2 minutes and 5 seconds or something along those lines. Do you think those things will help push baseball along a little quicker or no?
Yeah, if they could ever get them implemented, it would be great. The 2.5 minutes between innings, I think, is going to be a stretch because the TV sponsors are going to have some say in that, and we all know that that's what this game is all about now. It's all about sponsorship and TV rights and so on and so forth. But we got to find a way to do two things, or three things, I guess. The first thing is get pitchers throwing quickly and respecting the time period between pitches when there's no base runners. We got to stop this issue of where batters keep stepping out and taking their gloves off and rewinding them and, rubbing their bat. And, we go back now, and Jeff will remember this, we go back to the days of Mike Hargrove when this all started. I mean, he was nicknamed the human rain delay for a very good reason. And we got to stop this kind of stuff. Baseball is a great game. It's a much more leisurely game than most of the other major sports that we watch, but we can't continue to have these four-hour ball games, and heaven help us if one goes into extra innings. and especially on the East Coast, where the games don't start till 8 o'clock Eastern time, you get an extra inning game now, and you're looking at a 12:30 finish, and that turns a lot of fans off, without question.
Hey, John, I kind of wanted to look at today's game. Jeff, if you have something that goes on that, go ahead first, and then I'll get on to today's game.
Yeah, John, I just wanted to touch on, you talked about how we're losing the young people. One of the more entertaining aspects of the game, and probably the age-old question, is ultimately what needs to be answered. But the designated hitter not in play in San Francisco, we saw a pretty entertaining at-bat from Kelvin Herrera in Game 3, who's never had a plate appearance, and it certainly showed against Sergio Romo. And then you see Yusmeiro Petit get the big hit to get the rally going for San Francisco. Go on every night. So, your thoughts on the DH, should it be universal, or should the leagues be universal, or should they be different?
I think they got to be universal. They got to go one way or the other. If you were in the NFL, you wouldn't have one set of rules in the NFC and one in the AFC. I don't know what the real answer is. I kind of can see the benefits of both. It's nice to see the strategy. But the pitcher hitting is generally not a lot of fun. These guys generally just kind of go out there and swing for the sake of swinging. And certainly the American League pitchers, you can tell that they haven't swung a bat in a while. But let's be honest, anybody that's a major league player was a superstar as a kid and probably a superstar through college and high school. And if they were playing at that level in college and high school, you can bet your life that they were hitting, and they were probably hitting 450, 475 in terms of a batting average. How they suddenly lose it when they get to the major leagues is beyond me. But I look at the designated hitter, and I kind of look at a few players that are one-dimensional players and are playing simply because they're good hitters. And there's a good article in a lot of publications this week, and I forget the gentleman's name that wrote it, but he worked for the New York Times, and he was spotlighting on Billy Butler and sort of saying that Billy Butler was very much the last of the breed of the rumbling DHs that didn't really have a defensive position, and how other teams were using it as a way to spell off players that didn't want to play 7 days a week and needed the odd day of rest. And I kind of think that's the way that they should be going with the DH. But if it was up to me, I'd play National League rules. I think it's a much better game, and that comes from a guy that lives in an American League city.
Interesting perspective on it. And again, I think you could go either way with it, to be honest with you, because I think, like you said, there's some positives and there's some negatives. And strategy is definitely one of those things that I think is a positive when you're talking about that. Looking at the game today, Shields got banged up very, very bad in game one. Bumgarner, let's be honest, been very incredible. How does Shields turn this thing around and go out there and have some confidence today in his pitches and get his team a win in a very critical Game 5?
He's got to dig down, I think, and find his pride, Andy. Here's a guy that's earned the nickname Big Game James over the years, and so far in the postseason, he's hasn't been really a star. He's had four starts. He's 1-1, ERA 7-11, and he's only pitched 19 innings, so that's less than five innings per postseason start. You do not expect that kind of lack of production out of your stopper, your top guy. So I think tonight he has to dig down, and let's be honest, because of the schedule, it's the last chance he's going to get. He's not going to be able to raise his game again if he doesn't do it tonight, because we're in game five of a seven-game series. And conversely, Baumgartner is the opposite. He's 3-1 in five starts with an ERA of 1.4, and he's gone through 38 and some innings, so he's averaging almost eight innings a start. So he's got a clear-cut advantage at this point. But I have to think that Shields' pride will maybe he won't end up winning the ball game, but I think his pride has to allow him to come up with a good effort tonight.
John, we're all knotted up, 2-2. Who's going to win this thing?
I said last week the Giants in six. They're tied at two, so going to be a six or a seven game series. I'm still going with the Giants simply because I just think that Bumgarner, the way he's pitching, is going to win tonight. That means then that they only have to win one game out of two. And Lorenzo Cain looked like he hurt himself a little bit last night. If the Royals lose him, that's a big loss. And I still think the Giants starting pitching is better, and these games have gotten to the point where the bullpens, other than one game, have not been a key factor in terms of close games. So I'm still going with the Giants in six, but I'm looking forward to a couple of good games, maybe three.
I'm still sticking with Kansas City in seven. Jeff, who do you got?
Oh, I still got the – well, you know what? I got the Royals in six, but I thought game four would be pivotal, so I'm flip-flopping. I'm going with the Giants in seven.
Hey, John, we're up against it, so really appreciate you taking time out. You got a curling match today?
I sure do. I got a game at 1 Eastern, so as soon as we hang up here, I'm going to be heading out the door and making my way down to the rink.
All righty, man. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll be talking about a winner, most likely, in the World Series.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man back in just a few right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E Water.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich. You can get on board at 1-800-878-7529 or hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Tons of things to talk about, whether it's Major League Baseball, the World Series, NFL football, as we got a game going on right now, Detroit and Atlanta, playing there in London, and it was all Atlanta early, 21-0 in the first half, and now Detroit doing what they kind of do, battling back. They're down 21-10 after Stafford just threw a touchdown to Golden Tate. So things are kind of moving along here in the sports world today, Jeff. Yesterday,
did you get up at 6:30? Did you get up at 6:30 this morning for this London kickoff at 9:30 in the East?
Listen, I hate to say it. I happened to be up. It was only because I couldn't sleep. I woke up at about 4:40 this morning. I couldn't sleep that great. And I kind of rolled around and this and that and the other. And, yes, it was on the back of my mind, hey, there's a football game that's going to be going on at 6:30 my time. So, yeah, I kind of rolled around and did see the kickoff and have been watching this game. It's been all Atlanta, but recently Detroit finding a way to kind of get themselves in the game. A little bit under 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and they're now trailing 21-10. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What do you think about them with this early kickoff time?
Well, I thought it was fun. I always think it's the more football, the better. Except when you put the players at risk. And I'm not a big fan of these London games, to be honest. But I wouldn't mind seeing some 9:30 kickoffs in the East just to spread things out, because so many weeks, you know, if you have an NFL Sunday ticket, you got 9 games in the one Eastern slot, and then you have like 3 games in the 4 Eastern slot. I think it's nice to spread it out, because this is a game that most people probably wouldn't watch, but many did, because it's being showcased. It's in its own time slot, a little early for us out west, but I think the NFL fan, especially with the way fantasy football and gambling is become in this country, I think everybody's tuning in for a Detroit Atlanta game they might not otherwise watch.
Crazy to think about the day today. You know, for us, we start watching football at 6:30 in the morning, and then tonight the Sunday night game will be at 5:30 at Green Bay in New Orleans. I've got about 15, 16 hours of football to watch today. It's pretty unbelievable, man.
There you go.
Not a bad day, if you ask me. But yesterday, interesting what happened in the world of college football. Obviously, Ole Miss goes down to LSU. Kind of an interesting play there at the end of the ball game. The guy should never have thrown that pass, first and foremost. Could have lined up to kick a field goal and put that thing into overtime. Your thoughts about the last few seconds of that game?
Well, the Ole Miss taking the delay of game when they're already lining up for a 42-yard field goal at the far end of their kicker's range. 5 yards is just a killer. They either needed to pick up some yards because it was third down. They could have run a quick sideline route. I don't know about going to the end zone, but I put it all on Hugh Freeze, not only for the play call there, not only for, to put his quarterback in that predicament to make a terrible decision like that, but to take the delay of game when you're lining up for a potential game-tying field goal when you're number 3 in the country is just unacceptable, and I put that on squarely on the shoulders of the head coach. I do want to credit LSU for playing an emotional game. Les Miles' mother died on Friday night, and
yeah.
Martha Miles, that was a touching moment. If you heard Miles' post-game remarks, it was I think that he just spoke for anybody that's going through what he's going through. And I thought it was really good to see LSU pick up the win in that situation.
Absolutely. No, I mean, look, they went out there and they played their hearts out for their coach, for themselves, and got themselves a big victory. But let me ask you now, what does that do to Ole Miss? Does that knock them out of the national title hopes, or is there some way that they can still stick around?
Well, if they end up emerging as the SEC West champion, I think that whoever that team is, and probably one other from that that division, a team with 2 losses, is probably going to end up being that being the second representative from the SEC to the playoffs. So I don't think they're done, but I think they've got I think it's do or die every week in college football, and that's the way the system's set up, and that's why it's so rewarding at times.
Auburn still kind of in the mix a little bit. They got a victory yesterday. Obviously, Mississippi State winning against Kentucky yesterday. Big win for them. Alabama beating Tennessee. So a lot of the teams that are supposed to be winning are winning. Oregon gets the victory over Cal. Michigan State gets the victory over Michigan. Goes along the list here. You got Ohio State. Again, what'd you think of that game, by the way? Ohio State and Penn State, the double overtime thriller, I guess, if you will.
Ohio State looked like they weren't ready to play. I thought they were very fortunate to pull that game out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal was with their quarterback in the second half, but if he was tweaked or sprained, he managed to recover to play a pretty decent overtime period. And Ohio State's defense made the play when they had to. I think that that unit's improving, but their offense certainly looks stale in a hostile road environment, and that doesn't speak well for their chances in 2 weeks at East Lansing playing Michigan State, probably for the a berth in the Big Ten championship. So Ohio State better sharpen their pencil if they really want to be a player this year, in my opinion.
Another overtime thriller, UCLA and Colorado, which probably is kind of somewhat of a surprise, to be honest with you, with the way that Colorado has played over the past few seasons. I do think that they're going to be a decent football team down the road, but UCLA pulling that one off 40-37 on the road, somewhat of a shocker?
A little bit of a shocker. UCLA hasn't been good since they left Tempe on September 25th. I think that Colorado is a program on the rise. If you look down to U of A, who's still playing pretty well despite the loss to USC, and what they've got going with the freshman and New Solomon and what Rich Rodriguez has going down the road there. I think if you look at what McIntyre's got in at Colorado with Saipo Leifau, he doesn't have Paul Richardson this year, but they have the weapons to stay in games, and it's only a matter of continuing to build the program, and they go from being a 3-8 program to being a bowl eligible team one of these days. So Colorado was down, but they weren't dead, and I think we're seeing them slightly on the rise, but still UCLA needs to play a better game against the Pac-12 bottom feeder as they are.
Yeah, I would say so myself. And, you were talking about improving and getting better. You mentioned Arizona. They beat Washington State 59-37, I believe, and then Arizona wins 24-10 over Washington. So a sweep of the Washington schools for Arizona teams.
Yeah, hey, Arizona State played in a hostile environment up in Seattle as well. It's kind of a shame when you have two quarterbacks that can play pretty well, because looks like fans of Arizona State have put Taylor Kelly on a short leash, despite playing a decent game against the Huskies up there in Washington in his first game back from injury.
Yeah, so if we're sitting right now, who are your four teams that are playing in the national title?
I got Mississippi State, Florida State. Everybody likes to say Oregon, but I got a feeling about Arizona State being that Pac-12 champion. So I'm going to go Arizona State. That might be the dark horse. And then I would go Notre Dame.
Wow. You're putting Arizona State in the national title game?
But you know what? Notre Dame and Arizona State play each other, so one would knock the other off. So it's just as the standings stand today. I have a feeling Mississippi State's not going to come out of the SEC unscathed either.
Well, I mean, it's pretty tough when you think about it. I mean, that's supposedly the best conference in all of football as far as college goes. So speaking of bad plays, what is Matt Ryan doing right now? Matty Ice is anything but Matty Ice right now. He's thrown two interceptions here in the third quarter. This one on their own 5 or 6 yard line. Probably Detroit going to cash in once again. This is crazy, man, how these games really go. They're a tale of two halves. Obviously, Atlanta got out of the gate great. They're up 21-0, about to be 21-17. They've just totally shut it down, or Detroit has woken up, one of the two, and just a terrible play there by Matty Ryan.
Matt Ryan had a really good start to his career, and I don't know whether he set the bar too high for himself, but at least with the with the casual NFL fan. But Matty Ice, first it was a struggle to win playoff games. Now he's just trying to get the Atlanta Falcons back to where they were 2 or 3 years ago. I think the fall of Atlanta is pretty incredible when you look at how the National Football League has gone over the last couple of years.
It's a terrible division, too, when you think about it. Nobody in that division is any good this year. So, Atlanta had a chance here to put Detroit out, and they're just letting them back in the ball game. But, hey, let's go a little bit of NFL here for the last few minutes of this segment. What are you hearing about the situation in Seattle? The latest I'm hearing now is Marshawn Lynch may be the next guy to go there. What's going on in Seattle? Do you have any clue?
I think it's just learning how to cope with success, and I think it's been a challenge. I think that with those Super Bowl rings come Super Bowl egos, and we saw them ship up and ship out with Percy Harvin. I don't think that that's as big of a boom to the, you know, to the team as if they would have had to get, or, you know, if they end up having to part ways with Marshawn Lynch. I mean, that guy is that offense. I mean, I love Russell Wilson, you know, and I love what, you know, how Seattle's able to get it done on the offensive side of the ball. They complement their defense, but I'll tell you what, they don't have Marshawn Lynch. All bets are off with that team going forward. Thank you so much, and I know that Sherman is the voice of that team essentially, but Marshawn Lynch is the heart and soul of that team. And if they can't make it work chemistry wise in that locker room, Seattle might have a very short window for success and championship glory. I mean, we might be looking at a one and done with them if Marshawn Lynch isn't a sustainable product for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how this comes about with players. Talking about a person like a Russell Wilson and saying, what we're hearing about him, that he's not black enough. I guess I just don't understand that, to be honest with you.
So ridiculous. It's just so beyond ridiculous. Look at the landscape of football in general. Go, you know, it's getting into the communities, you know, raising money so that so some of the inner city, recreation facilities can support football, and you know, to divide or to segregate the game of football in the year 2014 is just beyond ridiculous. You know, we had to deal with this goofball on ESPN First Take a couple years ago, Rob Parker, who called Robert Griffin III a cornball brother. You know, it's just so ridiculous that we have to we have to draw the lines like that. You know, we've come a long way from Doug Williams being asked, how it feels to be a black quarterback.
Well, and not only that, I mean, look, let's face it. At this point, I look at people as people. I don't even see colors, and maybe I'm stupid, but I don't look at a person and say, oh, this person's black or this person's white or this person's Chinese or whatever it is. I look at them and they're a person to me, and we're all human beings. So we live in America, the United States, and it's a melting pot. So I guess I'm a little disappointed to hear the talk of this kind of thing going around there, because like you said, I thought we were past this in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we see how sad, you know, how sad the truth could be with the situation in Miami last year, and you know, all those party players are gone from the Dolphins now. So, you know, not exactly the same thing, but along the same lines of, how old are we, and what year is it, and you know, when you're asking those questions, you know, it's a pretty shameful situation.
Absolutely. Wow, interesting stuff always in the sports world. I am just shocked at what I see, what I hear, what I read, and it never ceases to amaze me. Anyways, Jeff Rich hanging out with the Dorf Man. One final segment, and then another hour on the horizon with Fred Wallen, and Jeff will be back about 25 after the hour. So keep it close. A lot of things to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Doorfront Sports. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, who joins us each and every week talking about Ticks for Cause and their mission, and then also featuring a charity of the week. And I got to tell you, it is a great thing to get out there and support them. Great seats, great tickets, and you get to donate to a charity of your choice. It really does not get any better than that. And then also our professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining us, talking Major League Baseball World Series action. Unbelievable, man. This Matty Ice guy just falling apart all over the place. Another fumble, but they did recover it just now. Detroit's defense really getting after him here in the second half, so I'll give them a little bit of credit for that, Jeff. But ultimately, this is a very interesting game, a tale of two halves for sure, and we'll see if the Falcons have enough to hang on as they're winning 21-13 right now. A lot of good games today in the NFL, Jeff. What are you looking forward to most? Arizona, Philadelphia, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's the game. That, you know, that's the game. I know that they're going to give us Seattle, Carolina here in the Phoenix market on CBS, an NFC game on CBS. That's a little bit of a change from what we what we're accustomed to. But I like Baltimore, Cincinnati part two. You know, Cincinnati beat them the first time around, but Baltimore is a much different team than they were in week one. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking to see if the Bears can continue to be successful on the road. They haven't played well at Soldier Field, but they're at New England today. I have a feeling that their road success is going to come to a sudden halt.
Yeah, I think they're in trouble against the Patriots today, but we'll see what happens. Jeff, as always, man, really appreciate you taking time out with me. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so, and we'll get right back into talking some NFL football with you, man.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'll catch you then.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, taking you through hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon. Fred Wallen joins me. Jeff will be back. It's a party, so get on board and enjoy the ride. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Iraqi government forces retook four villages on Sunday near a mountain ridge overlooking Islamic State supply lines in a campaign which has struggled to make advances against the Sunni Islamist insurgents. Iraqi security forces backed by Shiite militias gained some momentum on Saturday in their bid to loosen the grip of Islamic State. The last U.S. Marines unit and final British combat troops in Afghanistan officially ended their operations on Sunday as they packed up to leave the country and transferred a massive military base to the Afghan military. The American and British flags were lowered and folded up for the final time at the regional headquarters of the international military. Attorney General Eric Holder said Saturday the U.S. government is recognizing homosexual marriages in six additional states. The announcement follows the Supreme Court saying earlier this month that it will not hear appeals from five states trying to keep in place their homosexual marriage bans. This is USA Radio News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8752 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8752.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-793-8752.
A teacher is being credited with trying to stop the gunman at a high school near Seattle. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Macon Silberberger was recently hired to teach social studies at Marysville Pilchuck High School. One student says in the school cafeteria, Silberberger intercepted the gunman as he paused, possibly trying to reload.
I'm very grateful that it sounds like she went one direction and tried to end it, which amazes me.
Randy Davis, president of the Marysville Education Association, says he doesn't know why Silberberger was in the cafeteria. He's just grateful she was there. It's not clear if the shooter committed suicide or accidentally shot himself in the struggle with the teacher. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran hanged a woman on Saturday who was convicted of murdering a man she alleged was trying to rape her, drawing swift international condemnation for a prosecution several countries described as flawed. The woman was hanged at dawn for premeditated murder. That's according to the official IRNA news agency. This is USA Radio News.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
According to officials, the suspect alleged to have shot three Northern California sheriff's deputies Friday, killing two, was deported twice and has a criminal record. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman said the fingerprints of the suspected shooter matched those of a man who was initially deported to Mexico in 1997 after being convicted of drug possession in Arizona. 4 years later, he was arrested and deported again for an unspecified offense. Emergency calls made by passengers and passing motorists capture the chaos, fear, and confusion in the aftermath of a tour bus crash in Delaware that left three people dead. USA's Russ Jones has the details.
There is a bus crash, and I don't know where we are. We had a trip by bus from...
Ma'am, I can't understand what you're saying. You need to calm down, okay? Where are you?
I don't know where we are.
That's a 911 caller who was on a tour bus that overturned in Delaware on September 21st, saying she doesn't know the location of the crash.
Okay, listen to me.
Yes.
Okay, we have the ambulance and fire department on the way over there.
The callers pleaded frantically for help, describing how people were bleeding and trapped, but often had to wait anxious seconds as calls were transferred from 911 operators to fire and ambulance dispatchers. The driver of the bus is charged with operating a vehicle causing the death of another person. I'm Russ Jones.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. NFL football already on as we have the Detroit Lions playing the Atlanta Falcons in London. 21-13 right now. About 6 minutes or so left in the fourth quarter. Detroit driving. Definitely a tale of two halves. Fred, have you been watching this game at all?
No, way too early here on the West Coast for me on a Sunday morning, but I will be watching football all day long. Fox has you, really, if you think about it, from 6 a.m. Pacific time this morning till 8 or 9 p.m. tonight, because they've got this game, then they've got all the other games, and of course they've got the World Series, and they've got the post-game show. So they got you for about 15 consecutive hours today right here on Fox.
Magical, if you will. I mean, when you're talking about sports, I don't think it gets much better than watching football from 6:30 in the morning until about 9 o'clock at night after the Sunday night New Orleans-Green Bay Packer game. So, yeah, you're right. A lot of sports today. A lot to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I would be the Dorf Man. We're going to get into a lot of sports on the other side. We're going to talk about this Seattle situation because I know Fred is probably up on that, so we'll find out what his thoughts are about what's going on in Seattle with Russell Wilson and the rest of the guys. But a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He is in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I want to get into this Seattle situation with the latest now. Marshawn Lynch may be the next guy to leave. I got to think that if he leaves, there's some big holes to fill. You know, you can replace a wide receiver, I think, a little easier than you can replace a running back, especially a guy like Marshawn Lynch who carries so much of that offensive load. What the heck is going on in Seattle, Fred?
Well, a lot of it has to do with Pete Carroll. I mean, he likes things his way, and it's basically his way or the highway. Marshawn Lynch was close to Percy Harvin, so he went to management and said, I don't want Harvin to go. Harvin went, and so he's not happy. There were other things before that, but I'm just saying that they were pretty tight twosome, apparently. And then this week, you read all kinds of articles about some of the other players saying that Russell Wilson isn't black enough. I'm not even sure what that exactly means, but Russell Wilson, one of the top two quarterbacks over the next 10 years, if he doesn't get injured in the National Football League, along with Andrew Luck, of course, of the Colts, he's as talented a quarterback as you can have. Who else can give you 300 yards through the air and 100 yards on the ground? He could do it a lot of times. So, I mean, it's not on Russell Wilson. And again, it's Carroll. I mean, I know some former USC players. I've interviewed them and I've talked to them off the air, and they won for Pete Carroll, but they didn't like Pete Carroll. So that's the problem. And if you're thinking about wagering on them, last week they lose to the not too good St. Louis Rams, and today again they're favorites. So it's a tough situation because you don't really know how deep the internal problems might actually be. But if Lynch has already said he's gone after this year, I think the internal problems are pretty strong.
Yeah, I think internally there's definitely some issues going on there in Seattle. And I also think, Fred, that with winning comes these types of issues too. And it's about learning how to deal with certain situations and be above them, to be honest with you. I mean, look, like you, I don't understand what it means when somebody says you're not black enough, or you know, for that matter, let's swing it on our side and let's say somebody says, well, you're not white enough. I don't even know what the heck that means. I'm sorry, maybe I'm stupid or something, but I have no clue what the heck that means in 2014, Fred.
Well, again, it's perhaps that Russell Wilson came from an upper middle class family, and a lot of the black players did not. So maybe in some way they look down on him, and I have no reason why they would, because maybe he didn't have it in their minds as tough coming up than some of those guys may have had, some of the other guys may have had. I don't know. I don't. When I first read it, I said, what the heck? Here's a guy who leads you to the Super Bowl, a guy who's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, a guy who's 5'11 and a half and has proven everybody wrong as far as can he make it big time in the National Football League. But maybe some of the guys sort of, I don't know, are angry or upset or jealous from the fact that they had a much tougher life growing up. A lot of them did have tough lives growing up. We know that. I mean, economically in this country, African-Americans do not have it anywhere near what the white community has economically in a lot of other ways. But it's not Russell Wilson's fault that he came from a family of educated upper middle class family. It just happened to be that way. And I mean, I don't know what else he can do. I mean, he's done everything in his couple of years in this league he can possibly do. So I just think some people are snapping at him. And you know, it could be a situation too. Some of the wide receivers, hey, you're looking the other way. Why aren't you looking at me? I mean, everything is so me in professional sports nowadays. Maybe it's something as simple as that. I don't know. But I'm going to say again, if Marshawn Lynch has already stated that he's leaving after this year, there are deep internal problems with the Seahawks.
You know what? At the end of the day, all these guys are out there with a common goal of being a professional athlete and living out a childhood dream.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I find this to be somewhat disgusting. I find this to be somewhat insulting once again, because you, myself, and many other people would love to have been a professional athlete, weren't good enough to have these skills, and these guys make millions and millions of dollars to go out there and play a game. A game. Flat out, at the end of the day, it's a game. So I find this stuff to be, at this point, it's beyond ridiculous, and you know, it's just one thing from another. You know, we have heard nothing about what happened with the domestic violence thing since, you know, a few weeks back now, since the stuff came out from TMZ. That's been swept under the rug. There's bigger issues, Fred, to be honest with you. And I think the NFL needs to really get their act together. You just can't have this kind of stuff happening week in and week out on a daily basis. It's one thing to another. And to be honest with you, none of it's any good, Fred.
You know, the interesting thing, on Friday of this week, a judge ruled. See, today in New Jersey, they were going to allow sports wagering at Mammoth Racetrack. The judge put an injunction saying no, because the National Football League and the NCAA and the NBA and the NHL, it's harming them horribly if God forbid people wager on the games. Folks, the reason the ratings are what they are for professional sports and amateur sports, one of the major reasons is because of wagering. And I don't like Chris Christie a whole lot, but the one thing he's right about is that he's trying to push for legal sports wagering in the state of New Jersey. Should be every state in this country. I live in California. I should be able to wager on sports in this state. I shouldn't have to drive or fly to Las Vegas or Lake Tahoe. So I'm just saying the NFL is so inconsistent and hypocritical, it's beyond belief. If you go to their website, they've got a big part of that website is fantasy sports, fantasy football. You know, fantasy football is just as much gambling as betting on which team is going to win. Here you're betting on which guys are going to do better than somebody else. I mean, and so it's like they're pushing fantasy football, but God forbid if they'd be pushing professional football. And years ago, of course, you know, Jimmy the Greek couldn't give the point spread. He had to put check marks.
Yeah.
And like three check marks, I guess, meant 3 points because the NFL was so insistent on the fact that it's harming us if people actually wager on the game. But I'm going to say it again. Roger Goodell knows this. Everybody in the league knows this. Everybody who's anybody knows this. The reason the ratings are so strong in the National Football League is because it's the game that is wagered the most on. It's because it's every week. Baseball is tougher. It's every day. You know what I'm trying to say. This is every week, so you have, you know, you've got all week to think about who you're going to wager on. And nonsensical that they can't wager today at Monmouth Park in New Jersey because some judge who doesn't understand. I don't know what he didn't understand. Rules that it's only 4 states in this nation at this point can you actually wager on sports?
Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre how they decide these rules and whatnot, and what's legal and what's not legal. So it is what it is. Eventually, I think it'll all come to pass, and we'll wind up being there. So we'll just see how it all shakes out, Fred. But again, a lot of things going on in the sports world, like I said, as always. You got a football game going on in London right now for the NFL. Got a full docket of games. I think the best game of the day is probably this Arizona-Philadelphia game, but we'll get into it on the other side. We'll continue talking NFL football and maybe some college football because we'll have Jeff Rich, and that really is his forte, is that college football stuff. So looks like Atlanta's going to hang on to this one and do my Packers a favor and beat the Detroit Lions. So 21-19 right now, about the two-minute warning, I believe. So we'll keep you posted as to what happens there. But on the other side, Jeff Rich talking more football, college, and NFL. He's Fred Wallen. I would be the Dorfman. And this is the Sport Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. I know we got Jeff Rich in the mix here. We also have a caller, Ben, on the line. So let's bring them both on if we can, Scott. And let's bring Ben on first. Ben, you got the Dorf Man, you got Fred Wallen, and you're also going to have Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today, Ben? And tell us where you're calling from. And I'm sorry, how you're hearing us and where you're calling from.
Well, I'm listening to you on the web, and I'm from Oak Park, California. And I would like to talk about the college football.
Sounds good, and we do have Jeff Rich along with us, if I'm not mistaken. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, good deal. So, Ben, what's on your mind about the college football picture, man?
Well, it's turning out to be a very enjoyable season. There's a lot of balance going on, particularly in the Southeast Conference, where in the Pac-12, where teams are knocking each other off and making each other look bad, but I'm still thinking that a four-team tournament is a step in the right direction. It's certainly not enough. I guess we have to put it for now, but who's to say that number five team isn't the champion?
I agree with you 100%. Look, I think, like, we've been talking about this for weeks on end, and I've said to Jeff, and again, he's our college insider for the most part, and I've said to him, look, they're closer to getting this thing right, but I don't think it's totally right. Jeff, why don't you address this a little bit more?
Well, I'm a big proponent of 16. I'd rather go too far in the, you know, I'd rather go with too many teams than too few, because with too many, at least you know, the bad teams will be you know, sorted out in the first round, and we'd get there eventually, just like they do in the FCS. You know, as far as expanding, you know, we've heard that this agreement between the networks and the conferences is pretty ironclad, that this is going to be the system in place for the next 12 years until 2026. So I'm optimistic that it will change. I'm just not sure the timeline is going to be in line.
So whose lifetime will it change?
I hear you. I definitely hear you on that.
Look, I think they're going to – I know, Jeff, you've said before, and Fred, jump in here too, that they've got to go through, what, like 6 years of this before there's potentially any type of a switch, because there's six different host cities or something along those lines. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Six different bowls.
And Dallas, yes.
Right. So what I'm thinking is you're thinking somewhere along the lines of at least 6 years. However, let's just say that they keep having a cluster here for the next 3 years, and they've realized that this system isn't much better than what they had before. Do they revisit it earlier if that's the case, Jeff?
I think that the legality of it would have to be challenged for them to breach contract or for them to amend it. I think that they're very happy with the system that they have. I think that it maintains some exclusivity, but we'll see how it shakes out. I mean, we're not even, you know, we haven't even seen what the selection committee is going to reveal, and their first reveal of their polls or their findings is coming at 7:30 Eastern time on Tuesday. So I look forward to seeing how, you know, their mindset and who they have as their four in the present day. But I think we have to got to let this thing play out before we can really speculate on as to whether the future is going to be immediate expansion or if this thing is going to play out. It's a 12-year deal.
Hey, let me throw this out there, and I'm going to throw it to Ben because he's in California like I am. There's so many games on TV now. How is it possible for any of the 12, it was 13, but Archie Manning is stepped aside because he's ill, 12 people to actually watch all the games? Because I'm from Southern California, I watch preponderantly Pac-12 and Big Ten games. I really do. I bet you I haven't watched two quarters of Mississippi State all season long. I bet you I've seen 90% of Michigan State's games from start to the end, Wisconsin's games, Michigan's games, Ohio State games, and all the schools here in the Pac-12. Ben, how about you? I mean, let's say you were one of the 12 guys who are going to decide. With 40 games or 50 games on TV every Saturday, how can you really judge who's the best?
Well, that's always been the root of the East Coast bias. You know, that the vast numbers of the voters have always been on the eastern half of the country, and they're fast asleep when our games start out here. I've always been a UCLA fan, and my biggest problem with college football is I'm always at the games, and that's an all-day affair, so I don't see a lot of games. I watch as much as I can before I leave and when I get back, depending on when they play. How can you vote and understand the quality of a Pac-12 team if you've never seen them? All you see is the scores and the stats.
Guys, what do you think? Andy, what do you think? I mean, I don't know how 12 people can – I guess they're from all around the country, but, I mean, it's still – a situation where how many people really watch Mississippi State play? I'm telling you.
I understand what you're saying, and I've seen them play plenty because obviously they're one of the top teams in the country. So they're on CBS when they're like the 12:30 game here for me a lot of times because they play the SEC on Channel 5, which is CBS out here for us. And I see them plenty. And you know what? There's guys like Tony Kornheiser all over the world who are sleeping at 8 o'clock at night, and he doesn't get to see these types of things. But we all have the newspapers. We have the internet. We can see what happened in games and how they went about. So I don't think there's so much of an East Coast or West Coast bias. Jeff, I don't really buy into that. Do you?
Dorf, I think you hit the nail on the head, though. Why do you watch Mississippi State? Because it's on at 12:30 and it's convenient. And there's no reason these Pac-12 teams can't kick
That's
off
true.
At 12 o'clock, have a 12 o'clock kickoff or a 4 o'clock kickoff. I know there's issues with shadows if you choose the later afternoon time slot out here, but they can have the same exposure as the SEC. The only time slot you really can't do on the West Coast is that 9 a.m. time slot, just because it's not logical to start West Coast games at that time. But I think that there's plenty of opportunity. Now I think that the Pac-12 would behoove themselves to stop scheduling 10:30, 10:45 kickoffs, as was the case with Washington and Arizona State last night.
Yeah,
that would be a good move.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think that's, Fred, more so than not. We have the resources to see what happened in games. You don't necessarily need to see it with your own eyes. You can read in the box scores what happened quite a bit too, because I do that all the time where I'm checking out stuff and I look in the box scores more so than even having to watch a game. So I don't read too much into that East Coast, West Coast bias thing, Ben. I think at the end of the day, it all evens itself out.
Well, I don't. I think there's more. There's
yeah,
more
I don't
people
either.
East.
I think that the Pac-12 teams. I noticed that when they do lose, they'll drop like 10 points. You know, 10 spots in the top 25. You know,
good point.
And you know, when an Eastern team loses, they drop 4 or 5.
Yeah, but again, who is the Eastern? Who is Mississippi State losing to, or who is again? You're comparing apples to oranges when you're talking about the Pac-12 competition versus the SEC competition.
Not this year.
Yeah, no, I think the Pac-12. I mean, a lot of people believe it's the strongest conference, top to bottom.
Arizona is a few seconds away from being undefeated. They beat Oregon. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a conference who's as strong, certainly, as the SEC and maybe stronger than the SEC. And I disagree with you about the 12:30 starts and those kind of starts because the Pac-12, from their aspect, they want to have a game like going at all times. So that's why they start maybe the first game at yesterday. The first game started 11 o'clock Pacific time, 12 o'clock Mountain time, Colorado and UCLA, and it went until midnight because they're trying to get as much potential viewership as possible. The problem is with the Pac-12, it's on the Pac-12 here. They can't make a deal with DirecTV, and that's 30% of the audience because they're asking for too much. DirecTV carries the Big Ten. DirecTV carries the SEC. DirecTV used to carry the Mountain West Conference when they had a TV network. They don't carry the Pac-12, so you have to blame the Pac-12 because they're asking to be on the basic tier, so everybody has to pay, not the sports tier. They're asking for more than the other conferences are asking for, so that's on the Pac-12. But I agree with Ben. I do think there's a bias, and his best point was when a Pac-12 team loses, it drops 8 to 10 possible places in the polls, where a Southeastern Conference team loses, it may drop 3 or 4, and that is a big difference.
Again, who is, again, what number?
The Pac-12 has some fault, too, in that they're doing a lot better, you know, since we have, you know, a new regime come in, but if you watch the Pac-12 network, you're seeing a lot of women's volleyball and soccer. It's not dedicated to football. Like, you look at the Big Ten conference channel, you look at the SEC, it's football crazy.
Absolutely. Hey, Ben, hate to cut you off, man, but we got to run because we're up against it. Great call, great debate. We encourage you to call each and every week, man, because we love duking it out. So thank you very much for the call. Fred Wallen with me. Jeff, hang tight. We're going to keep you on the other side if you're not too busy, because a lot of things to talk about with what's going on in this crazy finish of the Detroit-Atlanta game. And it looks like Detroit just snuck this one out now. They win 22-21. I got to shake this thing all out, but unbelievable how this thing turned out. Jeff Rich, keep it with us for one more segment. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman as well. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get
the effect him. Is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation. Man to man. No excuses are offered. None accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside. From up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye. All with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
Alert! 654 Jose. Okay, 1-0. Chopper. Ah, take it. Ron Richmond, 96 double. 96 double. Check. Oh, what a flare! What a flare!
Love that Peyton Manning guy. By the way, fellas. Unbelievable performance from him the other night on Thursday night. Always seems like the Denver Broncos are playing at home. I don't know, just sort of seems that way to me. And then it also always seems like you're not only playing the Denver Broncos, but you're playing the referees a lot too. So everybody pulling for Peyton Manning, if you ask me. They want this guy to win a Super
Bowl.
Listen, Fred, he's got a team full of all-stars. He's got unbelievable receivers. Some of the best players in the game are on that team. So an unbelievable team. I'm not taking anything away from him, but – think about how many touchdowns the guy's thrown in Denver compared to how many he's thrown in Indianapolis over those years. And like the last two or three years in Denver, the guy's got over 100 touchdowns. So,
all right, Andy, I've got to interrupt you. I mean, really do. I watched that game. I heard the media conference afterwards, the press conference afterwards. Who the blank does Peyton Manning think he is? He goes after the scoreboard operator, a guy who's probably making $200 to $300 a night, I don't know how many times a year, at the stadium. He goes after him for playing music at the wrong time or having getting the crowd involved when he's calling signals. You don't embarrass a guy at the level of a scoreboard operator if you're blank Peyton Manning, if you have any sensitivity at all. So whatever.
Hey Fred, what was the scoreboard operator's name?
He mentioned it at the media conference.
Oh, did he? Okay, because if you're just calling somebody out by title, what's the big deal?
He can get fired. Because he can get fired. That's what that guy.
Peyton Manning's
that's
not
important.
Get fired though. No. And maybe the guy, maybe the escort remains.
No. Now, I'm not saying Peyton Manning. I'm going to say this. He's going to get a guy who's making a few hundred dollars when they play at home and a few other times when there are other things going on at the stadium because he doesn't like music at the wrong time. Here's a professional player who's making $20 million bucks from the Broncos, another $20, $30, $40 million with his commercials and things like this, and he's putting down somebody at a media conference, a scoreboard operator. To me, Peyton Manning is, I didn't like him going in. First of all, at Tennessee, he has the most talent in that conference for four consecutive years, or real close to the most talent for four consecutive years. He doesn't win one conference title in the SEC. Can't beat Florida when it matters. He's played 18 years in this league. He's won one championship. Maybe three or four times he's had the most talent. So Peyton Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not taking that away from him. There's no question about that. But what he pulled on Thursday night, to me, is low life, beneath contempt. And I was looking forward to doing this show. I mentioned it Friday night on Sports Overnight America, but I was looking forward to doing this show to see what your thoughts would be because You don't put somebody down if you're on top and the other guy's a scoreboard operator. Give me a break.
Look, at the end of the day, you know what? Peyton Manning was upset about something, and he may have not choose the best way to go about it, but I don't think anybody's losing their job over this thing. And I also think that, you know what? He's trying to concentrate out there, Fred, to a certain degree. And sometimes, you know, there's enough distractions out there. You don't need a scoreboard operator screwing things up. So
let me ask you a question. If you don't like something I'm doing on the radio, you're going to call me at home and say, or come over to my house if you come to Los Angeles and say, Fred, maybe next week we can do this. You're not going to say it at a media conference. You're not going to say it on the radio to embarrass somebody else. Who the hell is Peyton Manning to embarrass a scoreboard operator?
Look, here's the thing, though. Sometimes, look, we criticize guys for not telling us enough, you know. So now you're criticizing a guy for telling you too much. You know what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways. Look, at the end of the day, I think this is really a non-issue, to be honest with you.
Well, how do we know that it wasn't he didn't try to handle it internally and you know, he had to be the squeaky wheel with the media? I mean, we don't really know how long he's been frustrated by the situation. In Indianapolis, the fans and the stadium operations crew on game day were trained to do things a certain way when the Colts were on offense. And I think that, you know, he's not screwing around with these last couple of years. He's there to win, and he doesn't need this noise, you know, literal noise. You're getting in his way. So, you know, maybe it was handled, you know, he did try to handle it quietly and it wasn't addressed. And, you know, though they won the game, he still takes grievance with it, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And I guarantee it will not be a problem at the Denver Broncos Stadium in the future.
No, I would agree 100%. And I mean, look, let's move on from this, and we'll go to another quarterback today who is getting a great opportunity, and that's Colt McCoy. He and his Redskins are going to the Dallas Cowboys, who a lot of people arguably think are one of the better teams in this league. I still say let's wait and see. Let's not get caught speeding. They are the Dallas Cowboys. They've been mediocre at best for the last 20 years. So all you Cowboy fans who are Cowboy crazy right now, just hold the phone for a moment. But ultimately, how big of an opportunity is this for Colt McCoy today? And does he have a good shot? Jeff, you first.
Well, I know that Browns fans are quietly hoping that something happens to Romo so we can get Whedon versus McCoy, but I don't think this is a good opportunity for McCoy at all. This is his third team for a reason, and it's just that he just doesn't have what it takes to cut it in the NFL. You know, he's a serviceable backup, and we'll see that, but Washington doesn't stand a chance this week.
Fred, Colt McCoy, huge opportunity, came in last week, and obviously good things happened for him and his team. Does the same type of success happen this week, or do the Dallas Cowboys put Colt McCoy back to reality?
Well, again, this Monday night affair is 9.5 points. Dallas are 10 now. Dallas is favored. It goes back and forth between 9.5 and 10. McCoy's playing because Kirk Cousins has not played all that well the last few weeks, but they're just waiting now for RG3. And for RG3, from RG3's perspective, I mean, obviously he knows he's going to be a number one guy back. If Cousins had played all exceptionally well, that wouldn't be the case. And I agree with Jeff that Colt McCoy is just a backup in this league. And I give them a shot to cover the spread, and I give them some shot to win the game. I don't think Dallas is that good. Again, I think they'll end up 9-7 and maybe 10-6, and they might make the playoffs. But I mean, it's not like this is a dominant team right now. They're looking good. And you just said, I mean, Cowboy fans, let's see what happens the rest of the way. They got a pretty tough schedule down the road. Washington is not very good, but still, I think it'd be an interesting Monday night game.
You know, speaking of tough, last week, Jeff, I'm going to hit home with you a little bit here. Your Cleveland Browns had a chance to kind of like turn the table a little bit and have people thinking that they're taking the right steps. However, that did not happen. They lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, maybe the worst team in football. Browns have another opportunity against another lousy football team today, the Raiders coming in at 0-6. They need to right the ship, but how are you feeling about the Cleveland Browns, and could Manziel be lurking?
that's the question of the year, isn't it? You know, the Browns and the Browns will have more opportunity to build on anything that they can get done on Sunday against Oakland with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next weekend, a one-win team. But by far, Brian Hoyer played the worst game of his career. The offensive line couldn't adjust to the loss of Pro Bowl center Alex Mack. Downgrades just about every position on the offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus. So this team, this is a must-win game against the Oakland Raiders to not fall to 3-4 and deeper into last place, especially given that the Pittsburgh Steelers pulled it out on Monday Night Football last week. If they're going to stay serious as contenders in this division, they have to beat Derek Carr and not let a team get their first win of the season for the second week in a row.
You know, and another team struggling to a certain degree is the Cincinnati Bengals, who so many people were high on, Fred and Jeff, losers of their last couple of games, play the Ravens today. This is another big matchup. So Ravens coming in at 5-2, Bengals struggling a little bit at 3-2. Fred, well, 3-2 and 1, I should say. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting about the tie game they had with Carolina, but Bengals struggling a little bit. Ravens surprisingly playing better than a lot of people probably would have expected with all the off-field problems with Ray Rice and whatnot. So Bengals need to get the ship right today. Yes or no, Fred?
Well, again, I've never been a big Andy Dalton guy when there's pressure on. He played well at TCU, but in the pros, when the pressure's on, he doesn't necessarily come through, and he doesn't have A.J. Green. And without Green, that's his best receiver, one of the top two, three receivers in the entire National Football League. Yeah. Makes a major difference. Baltimore is playing better. And, you know, the ironic thing is their defense without the Ed Reeds, without the Ray Lewis's, is playing a whole lot better than a lot of people think or would have thought going in with younger guys. So, I mean, the defense is really played, if you look at the stats in the NFL, and most of the stats, they're in the top five or six as far as defensive proficiency is concerned. So the Ravens probably will win, but it's not a game I would wager on at all, because you never know. Cincinnati does have talent, and too close to call.
You know, in this last game we'll talk about here in a couple of minutes, just because we're up against a break here, Eagles and Cardinals, both teams coming in at 5-1. Cardinals 3-0 at home, Eagles 1-1 on the road. But how crazy is it to think that these are your number one and two seeds in the NFC halfway through the season, fellas? Jeff, you first.
I don't think it's crazy at all. I think that we saw what a good coach Bruce Arians was. I thought they finished 2013 on the highest note, especially of all the teams that didn't make the playoffs. So they came into this season hungry, and I think that the results have shown in their win-loss record. Philadelphia, same story. Tough loss against the San Francisco 49ers, but they caught the 49ers coming off the two-game losing streak. I don't know if you take that with a grain of salt or not. I think this is the two best teams in the NFC, and I think the winner's in the driver's seat for home field in the NFC playoffs.
Fred, the Cardinals have done it with musical quarterbacks, to be honest with you. Very impressive, whether it's been Stanton or whether it's been Carson Palmer. The one thing that seems to be pretty good week in and week out for them is definitely that defense, still playing an attacking style, getting after the quarterback late in ball games and wreaking havoc. And then offensively, efficient enough, Ellington has been a heck of a running back for them. And, you know, Floyd has stepped up quite a bit. Fitzy's kind of moved out of the spotlight a little bit, but ultimately still have very good receivers. And how impressed with this team are you so far?
Slight lean toward Philadelphia. They've had the week off. Even with Sproles, I don't think he's going to play. And if he does, he's not going to be 100%. I still think Philadelphia, slight lean. I would take the 2.5 or 3 points. I think I've seen 3.5 somewhere now, but I would definitely take the 3 and take Philadelphia. Slight lean toward the Eagles because, again, the week off makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see how it shakes out. Again, Eagles, Cardinals, big game today, a few big games when you look at it, and we'll just see how they all shake out. But midway through the season, guys, we're already here. I mean, it's kind of disappointing when you think about it. But Jeff, as always, I hear that music, so it means we got to get the heck out of Dodge for this segment. Appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week for hour number one, and then back with you again here in hour number two.
All right. Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Jeff Rich, very good contributor to the program. Fred Wallen with me from Los Angeles, California. We'll be back. One final segment, maybe give you some of our closing thoughts. And I got to get your opinion on the World Series, Fred, because we didn't even talk about that. So keep it close. A ton of things going on in the sports world. We're just scratching the surface. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today, Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us this hour, talking some college and NFL football. Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com and John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us today. Fred, two things we got to get in before we get out of here. Number one, Steve Nash, Dunzo. How do you feel about the investment that the Lakers made on that one? And then I got one more final one for you.
Well, I said 2 years ago it was a horrendous deal. Ended up the worst deal maybe in Laker history. Two number ones, two number twos for, at the time, a 38-year-old point guard who's a Hall of Famer, but not at 38 and now not at 40, obviously. He's going to retire. He made his $28 million over the 3 years. Lakers can probably get half back so they can go out and get somebody. Lakers in the basketball magazines that are out rated 12th or 13th or 14th in the conference, and that's about right. They'll be lucky to win the 27 games they won last season.
Doug Martin or Trey Mason as my flex player today, Fred?
Trey Mason's awfully quick.
Yeah,
he's awfully quick. He's capable. I mean, Doug Martin's a good. I'd go Trey Mason.
Yep, I'm going to go with the upside of Trey Mason, too. I've got Gates and I've got Phillip Rivers, so I've got a pretty good start this week. Final thing I wanted to get in with you was World Series knotted up at 2-2. Finally getting a series. Who do you like to finish this thing off?
Friday night, Sports Overnight America with Jerry Burke. We both still think the Giants, we thought the Giants would win. They'll win Sunday. Bumgarner is much better than Shields right now. Giants win the World Series.
I'm sticking with the Royals, and I'm going to say Cinderella gets it done because I hate dynasties. So that's how I feel about it. Fred, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week here on the program. For Fred, for Scott, for everybody else, I'm the Dorfman saying have a lot of fun, watch a lot of sports, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.